Intel and NVIDIA's historic partnership. Opportunity questions and a road ahead, Mark Vina. When Intel and NVIDIA appeared together this morning to announce a new collaboration, the industry took notice. These two companies have competed for decades in CPUs and GPUs. But today they presented a united front to co-develop AI infrastructure and personal computing products. NVIDIA will invest $5 billion in Intel through a stock purchase, while Intel will design custom x86 CPUs that integrate tightly with NVIDIA GPUs and NVLink interconnect technology. The partnership raises both excitement and questions. Excitement comes from the potential combining the scale and expertise of Intel and NVIDIA to shape the next era of AI computing. Questions remain because Intel's foundry business, the company's long-touted turnaround strategy, was not part of the announcement. This deal is historic, but it is also pragmatic. NVIDIA has become the dominant force in AI accelerators, yet its reach into CPUs has been limited. Intel, by contrast, remains a giant in CPUs, but has stumbled in AI and advanced manufacturing. By working together, both companies fill gaps while sending a message that the next decade of computing will not be won by any company acting alone. What the partnership covers at its core, the agreement creates custom Intel x86 CPUs optimized for NVIDIA's AI platforms. These CPUs will plug into NVIDIA's NVLink ecosystem, enabling massive rack-scale AI systems to behave like single unified computers. On the client side, Intel and NVIDIA plan to build new system and chips that fuse Intel CPUs with NVIDIA GPU chiplets. The goal is to redefine the PC experience. This engagement is not about minor performance tweaks. It is about reshaping product categories. Jensen Huang put it bluntly, the era of accelerated and AI computing has arrived. Today is a very exciting day and a very big day. Lip-Bu Tan echoed that sentiment, calling the deal a game-changing opportunity for both companies and stressing that it is built on their respective strengths. NVIDIA leads in AI acceleration and Intel leads in CPUs. What it does not cover. Intel's foundry, for all the bold talk about co-engineering products, there was a conspicuous silence about Intel Foundry Services. Both Huang and Tan deflected questions about whether NVIDIA might use Intel's most advanced nodes, such as 14A, for future GPU production. Huang praised TSMC as a world-class foundry, while Tan noted Intel was making progress on yield and performance but was not ready to commit. That is telling. Intel has poured billions into building out its foundry ambitions, pitching itself as the Western alternative to TSMC. Landing NVIDIA as a foundry customer would be the ultimate validation. Instead, NVIDIA is keeping its flagship GPU production with TSMC for now. The subtext is clear. Intel's foundry business still has to prove itself. Until Intel demonstrates that it can deliver high yields at advanced nodes, NVIDIA will not risk moving mission-critical GPU production away from TSMC. Why this deal matters, the logic of the partnership is straightforward. For NVIDIA, it secures access to high-performance CPUs that are tightly coupled with its GPUs, eliminating bottlenecks in data centers and opening new opportunities in laptops. For Intel, it provides both capital and credibility at a time when the company needs both. Huang articulated one motivation. With this agreement, we're essentially going to be a major customer of Intel server CPUs. And we're going to be quite a large supplier of GPU chiplets into Intel socks. This is going to be a great growth business opportunity for both of us. For Tan, the message was cultural as much as technical. Intel wants to show that it can be fast-moving, collaborative, and bold again. Our motto is very simple. Make great products and delight the customer. That is what this collaboration is all about. The market opportunity, the partnership targets two of the biggest markets in computing. Data centers. The server CPU market is valued at roughly $25 to $30 billion annually. Integrating NVIDIA GPUs with custom Intel CPUs over NVLink creates AI supercomputers at scale. Systems that enterprise and cloud providers are hungry for. PCs. Around 150 million laptops are sold each year. Many of these rely on integrated graphics for cost, size, or battery life reasons. By fusing Intel CPUs with NVIDIA GPUs, the companies aim to create a new class of high-performance laptops that go far beyond today's integrated graphics. In both cases, Intel gains exposure to markets where it has been weak. For years, Intel has struggled to compete in AI accelerators and has seen its grip on the PC market eroded by Apple, AMD, and ARM-based challengers. This partnership gives it a seat at the table. For NVIDIA, the move extends its reach beyond discrete GPUs into CPUs and integrated platforms. It no longer has to rely solely on ARM designs or piecemeal x86 partnerships. Now it has a direct path to influence the most widely deployed CPU architecture in the world. The competitive fallout, the clear loser here is AMD. The company has built momentum in both CPUs and GPUs, and its MI300 and MI350 accelerators have earned strong traction. However, when two industry titans align, it alters the competitive landscape. AMD will now face Intel and NVIDIA as a tandem force in both data center and client markets. Startups in the AI accelerator space may also feel the squeeze. Intel and NVIDIA's collaboration could accelerate standards, ecosystems, and platforms that leave little room for smaller players to differentiate. What comes next? Several questions remain unanswered. First of all, will NVIDIA ever use Intel Foundry services? Huang's praise for TSMC was effusive, and Intel still has a lot to prove. This deal might eventually evolve into a foundry relationship, but only if Intel executes flawlessly. Secondly, how quickly will products arrive? The companies acknowledge that engineering teams have been collaborating for about a year, but custom CPUs and fused socks take time. Real products may not appear until late 2026 or later. Finally, can Intel deliver on packaging? One bright spot for Intel is advanced packaging. Both leaders highlighted Intel's Foveros and EMIB technologies as critical for combining CPU and GPU chiplets. This initiative could become Intel's entry point into NVIDIA's supply chain, even if leading-edge foundry manufacturing remains elusive. My candid take: this partnership is bold, yet pragmatic. Intel gets cash, customers, and credibility. NVIDIA secures CPUs tailored to its needs and gains a deeper foothold in the PC market. Together, they chase tens of billions of dollars in new opportunities. But let's be clear, this is not yet a validation of Intel's foundry turnaround. NVIDIA has not bet its flagship GPUs on Intel manufacturing. Instead, it has bet on Intel's engineering, packaging, and willingness to collaborate. For now, that may be enough. But the unanswered questions about Intel's foundry future will continue to loom until the company delivers at scale. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Needle Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or have provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.